When Joey Vitale joins us, we generally learn something that we didn't know. How are you, sir?
Hey, Randy. I'm doing great today, boys. The sun's out, a little chilly. We are getting through this thing one Bud Light at a time.
That's about right. That is about right. I saw one of my buddies had on Facebook the other day. It was like a cartoon characters, but it was a relay race of a guy drinking coffee, handing it off to a guy drinking beer. And that's basically the day, is it not? I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, I swear to you, BT, I literally saw the same thing, but it was actually funnier. It was in a track course. I'm giggling just thinking about it. It was a glass of coffee. A cup of coffee was running down the home stretch and literally handing off a baton to a glass of red wine that was like reaching back, like the handoff. And my wife showed me that, boys, and literally that's how I can sum up my life. I am literally deciding, okay, when is the right time to switch from coffee to alcohol? Because, you know, you do it too late, then you miss the grind. You're like, no, I need it now, but then you do it too early, and then people start thinking you're an alcoholic. And anyway, long story short, whenever someone comes up with that time on the clock, I'll be interested to see what that is.
Well, here's something you might want to try. I don't know if you guys heard the story about the 93-year-old woman in Pennsylvania who had held up a sign. I mean, she, like everybody else, is quarantined in her house, and she held up a sign that said, "I need more beer." And the photo made the rounds, and Coors found out about it, and Coors sent her 150 beers. Like, they sent her several cases of beer to her house.
Genius.
Yeah. Yeah, and so maybe you should try something like that and see if anybody will take a photo and send it in, and maybe you get free beer. We got a brewery.
I mean, honestly,
we got a big brewery in town, man.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's keeping the pounds off is the fact that I'm so stressed. I'm running like 10 miles every morning, because without that, I'd be like 300 pounds. But no, I did see another thing. Speaking of this, guys, apparently a whiskey. Actually, they believe that people in Germany, believe it or not, think that whiskey helps kill any kind of viruses. Not saying the COVID, of course, but just viruses in general, stuff that your body's battling. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my brother told me one time that my nanu, he was from Sicily, he used to rub some whiskey on my gums when I was teething, and my brother still remembers that. I mean, of course, you can't do that now because it's not so much for the baby's sake, but it's like, don't steal my baby thing from me. But, you know what I mean? So there's that, too. So what are you going to do?
I really hope that's true, but I'm skeptical that it's true, but it would be great if it was.
Joey, people don't realize how cold it is on hockey rinks when you're skating and practicing and stuff. You mentioned that you're running even when it's really cold outside. I'm a weather wuss, and I could not handle that. How do you handle running 10 miles or 5 miles or whatever when it's 30 degrees or 28 or whatever?
You know, I think Randy and I just have always gotten used to just being accustomed to cold weather. I mean, that's one of the things I loved about hockey. Actually, the reason why I got into hockey was I kept complaining to my mom and dad when I was 6 and 7. Sorry for this, BT, but I hated baseball because it was so freaking hot, especially in St. Louis. You got these thick pants on. You're telling me I got to roll these socks up, like, to cover up more skin to insulate this body heat? Like, it made no sense to me. And I think the kids nowadays had those, like, Under Armour, those nice jersey feel. Like, we had those cotton, like, sandpaper shirts, and it's, like, 100 degrees with a heat index of, like, 130, so I couldn't stand the heat. So I got into hockey when I was a kid, so I think I've always just gotten used to it. And then I kind of kept going. The progression of that continued as I got to juniors, and then I saw all these naked guys at the end of practice jumping in these ice tubs. Like, what's going on here? Is this some sort of, like, extracurricular thing these guys do outside of the hockey rink, or hobby? I'm not really sure. But it turns out, as all the athletes will see, that it actually decreases inflammation, and it actually kind of restricts your blood flow. And why is that helpful? Because then when you pop out of the cold tub and you get back into the heat, it speeds it up. And then that kind of circulates your blood quicker. It kind of, you know, helps progressing injuries. And then, of course, just getting your blood moving is always a good thing, kind of like yoga. So, you know, I've always kind of been used to the cold tubs. Did those as a pro, the heat packs, the cold packs, the icy hot. So going out this morning, going out every morning like this when it's 32 degrees, throw on a little hoodie, put on your man boots, and go for a run, Randy.
I like that. I mean, not enough for me to actually go out and do it. I'm not into the running so much anymore. Hey, the first 2 minutes or so in the cold tub, are those the worst 2 minutes ever? At least for me, they were. And then after that, like, it was golden.
You know what? Yeah, I would say 2 minutes. But, you know, I actually never understood how you pitchers dipped your whole – did you guys put just your arm in there? Because I feel like that's more sensitive, like, under your armpit. At least in the cold tub, I was able to, like, clench my arms in because – you want to keep, like, all your limbs intact to feel like that's just part of survival. But did you actually stick your whole arm into a bucket? That must have been painful.
Yeah, generally, if I was going to do cold tub, I would go whole body just because I can do ice on my arm. You know, I could just wrap that bad boy up and be good to go. But my thing was, anytime I got the heart in the cold tub, like, once I went up to the neck, that's when that's real deal. Like, you know, you keep the heart out, you're okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's you're right. What did Jack tell Kate Winslet on the Titanic when she was about to jump earlier in that movie? That was at the end, which by the way, she ended up letting go, which I still never really understood.
She had to. She had to survive.
Well,
and
yeah,
he was just dead weight.
It was dead weight, yeah, exactly. But, you know, he told her, I think he grew up in Milwaukee and he used to ice fish and he fell in and he felt like it was 1,000 knives stabbing you. You know, it's funny, I always think of that Titanic scene, though, because I tell people that's exactly what it feels like. It feels like it's like 1,000 little six-year-olds and they all got needles and just stabbing you in every limb. That's literally the best way to explain it. So you have Leonardo DiCaprio from the movie Titanic, which was a great movie. He explained it perfectly.
Joey, I'm among those that believe that those two could have sat on that piece of wood with no problem at all.
Oh, and it's been
It has been shown by the internet that they could have actually sat there and played cards.
It's a problem of buoyancy, Randy. We've already talked about this. We've covered it. The scientists.
But Joey
have
is smart.
It.
I want to ask Joey about this.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's not as dramatic if he survives. And believe it or not, it's actually it would have been safer for Kate. Well, I guess her name was Rose in the movie, if I remember right. It would have been safer for her if he actually hopped on the door, because your body's, think of this. You got to think from a shark. I always think from a shark's perspective. Whenever I'm about to make a big decision in life, what would a shark do? So if Kate's on it, she's got two legs hanging off and two arms. Okay, from a shark's vantage point of looking up, it looks just like a penguin or a seal. So a shark would probably definitely go after her. But if Leonardo was on the door as well, then you got 1, 2, 3, 4. I think you got eight limbs. So it looks like a big octopus. So a shark probably won't attack that. And octopuses are bottom feeders. So they're on the bottom when this is on top. So they probably both would have been safer if Jack would have just hopped on the boat or the piece of wood there.
Good approach, by the way, thinking like a shark.
Yeah.
You
all my
really,
decisions come from that.
Joey, I'll be honest. That movie's been out, 23 years now? At least 23 years? And I don't think anybody has thought of what you just thought of.
You know what? I don't know why. And for all those people out there thinking, why do sharks eat through, why would he eat through a wood door? Wouldn't it, like, crack their bones? Well, sharks don't have bones. Little news flash for you, a little knowledge departamente. They're made out of complete cartilage. And another fun fact about sharks, people don't know this, they got to keep in motion to breathe. So they have to be moving. They have to be receiving water through their gills to breathe. Another question is always followed up with that is, since this is like, what do you guys call it? Teach Me Something Tuesday. When they always have to be swimming to breathe, when do they sleep? Well, they find these currents in the ocean, obviously, because they're smart because they're from the ocean. They find these currents, and they just kind of like move their bodies into these currents, and that's how they sleep.
Wow, that's amazing. We've got This Week in Hockey tonight. You guys are going to have Scott Perunovich on the show, right?
Scotty P, yeah, I actually talked to him a little bit this morning. We did a Facebook Live. The Blues will be putting that out here pretty soon. A lot of fun. Great kid. He's living up in Minnesota right now where he's from. He's in a cabin way up north. He's kind of doing the whole mountain man thing. He's like chopping down trees and building fires, but he's a feisty kid. Keith Tkachuk loves him. A great young Hovind. Just won to be Baker, which is the most outstanding college hockey player in the country. Just a terrific personality. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. That's on tonight.
All right, we'll be tuned in. Joey, thank you very much, and thanks for the knowledge. We did not know that sharks have to be moving all the time.
Break it down, boys. Break it down. Think like a shark. Have a good one, boys.
See you later. That's Joey Vitale.